Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yerp. Let's rock and let's roll, baby.
Triple V.
Rosie.
Paul Rosenberg back with you again on The Fan. Tuesday evening, the 27th of August, the year 2024. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call or text. At Paul's Randomness on Twitter /X if you want to reach me on social media. Stream us on the Free Odyssey app, the F-R-E-E Free Odyssey app as well. Rami Lavi, he is on the other side of the glass, and I am here for a solid count them up. 1, 2, 3. Just about 4 hours right up until Alison Trone comes your way at 2 a.m. right here on The Fan in NYC. So much to get into, plenty of time to do it. The Mets are in Arizona, winning 2-0, top three, but we begin with the absolute atrocity we saw in D.C. tonight, as the Yankees could not hit their way out of a paper bag and lost to Patrick Corbin. An inexcusable performance from the Bombers tonight all around. And I know, positive Yankee fan, just one game, they'll make the playoffs, don't worry about it. All that's true, but you cannot have this type of performance tonight against a 59-win team. Absolutely embarrassing. Cannot happen. Easily the sloppiest loss of the season for the Yankees. And we'll start with the non-existing offense against the pitcher, who was 3-12 with a 5.7 ERA coming into tonight. You got two hits off this stiff. Two! Cannot happen. The Yankees lineup continues, by the way, to not be able to hit left-handing pitching. This isn't something new. This is not a new development that they cannot hit left-handing pitching. Guess what? They can. The top five in the Yankees lineup tonight: Gleyber, Soto, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Jazz Chisholm. 4-for-19. 4-for-19 they went tonight. Cannot happen. Two walks. Six strikeouts, I believe. This Yankees team will go as far as their offense takes them. And on top of that, they got a few major gifts from Nats manager Davey Martinez, who for some reason in the sixth inning left Patrick Corbin in to face Giancarlo Stanton when Corbin is at 100-plus pitches. And Stanton pops up in the seventh inning. Volpe singles. Wells walks, who, by the way, can Austin Wells start to play every day? Do we need to see Jose Trevino in the lineup consistently, please? Austin Wells every single day. Bat him fourth or fifth every single game. Every game. This is go time now. You can't play around at this point. So anyway, Wells walks in the seventh. Verdugo, first pitch against the new pitcher coming out of the bullpen, grounds into a double play to end the inning. Eighth inning. LeMahieu, who, by the way, is as awful as it gets right now. He can't hit. He can't field. And we're going to get to the defense soon. Somehow legs out the infield single. Gleyber singles. Soto gets on with the error and a fielder's choice. Bases loaded. Nobody out for the best player in the game right now. Aaron Judge. Clearly the best player in the game right now. 50-plus home runs. RBIs up the wazoo. Hits after hits after hits. So what does Aaron Judge do? Grabs it to a double play. Run comes in. Not what you want. Stanton grounds out to end the inning. Aaron Judge. That was his, and this is a weird thing to say, but Aaron Judge, the prohibitive MVP of the league, after grinding into a double play in the eighth inning, that was his 20th time this year that he grounded into a double play. 20! No one is saying that that should have any effect on what we think of him as a player, as a hitter, et cetera, et cetera. But 20 times he has grounded into a double play this season. 20. That is not what you want, if we're being honest, from a guy who is the face of baseball and you are lucky enough to have him as the face of your franchise. We all know how good 99 is. We all know that. I will not tell you that he's anything else besides an incredible player. We know how good he is. But let's be real. If he doesn't perform in big-time spots, in big-time situations, like in the playoffs, October baseball, his legacy is taking a major, major hit. And we're going to touch on Aaron Judge's legacy throughout the night. At 888-808-1019, that's 888-808-1019 if you want to get on and chat about this. Back to the ninth inning. And I want to make sure I get this all correct. Leadoff double for Jazz Chisholm. He goes to third, defenders on DI, or defensive indifference. Volpe grounds out. Jazz scores. That's 4-2. Back-to-back singles. Wells, Verdugo. LeMahieu fouls out. Glaber flies out, and that's the game. This Yankees offense continues to flutter at times where it cannot afford to do so. It absolutely cannot afford to lose this type of game against this pitcher. Specifically, this pitcher, who statistically might be the worst pitcher in baseball. I believe he was 3, I said it earlier, 3-12 with a 5.7 ERA. And the most you can do off Mr. Corbin is two hits? Two hits off Patrick Corbin? Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. Yankees fans should be embarrassed for that team tonight. Absolutely embarrassing. On top of the offense, the defense continues to be an issue. 4 errors tonight. I believe that's 10 in the last 4 games. 2 by Trevino behind the plate. And listen, maybe an unpopular opinion, but maybe acquiring a player in Jazz Chisholm and putting him at a position that he has never played before in his entire career might have been a stretch. Electric player, absolutely. Spark plug, yes. Big personality, yes. He's never played third base before. And if you don't think that's going to be a massive factor in September and in October when the Yankees made the postseason, and they will make the postseason, if you don't think that's going to be an issue, you have serious deficiencies. I was trying to find the word there, and I finally did. Serious. Yes. You want to tell me this is Pete Garrett Cole? On the Garrett Cole line, you want to tell me this wasn't Pete Garrett Cole tonight? Fine. I can buy that. Let's keep in mind, he did strike out 7 and had his defense, as I said, commit 4 errors behind him. You want to nitpick on Garrett Cole, giving up a few long home runs Absolutely. You want to say, you know, in the fourth inning, Chaparro, Tania, back-to-back? Sure. But this game is not on Gerrit Cole. We can get into Gerrit Cole throughout the night, and if you actually trust him in a big game. But this is not about the pitching. No. This Yankees team will go as far as their lineup takes them. And this lineup, by the way, better get healthy. Gerrit Cole, Juan Soto crashing into the right field fence tonight. He's obviously stayed in the game, but who knows? Verdugo last night, Judge last night. The health of these guys, imperative. Absolutely imperative. This Yankees offense is the key. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to get involved in the conversation. 888-808-1019. This offense, who is really carried on the shoulders of one Aaron Judge. And the only thing that's going to matter for Judge is doing something that he hasn't done yet in his career. And that's actually hit in the postseason. Because Aaron Judge, in 44 games in his postseason career, is hitting .211 with 13 home runs and 25 RBIs. .211, 13 homers, 25 RBIs in 44 games. That's not going to cut it this year. That's not good enough at all. Juan Soto, we need to see it get done. Who knows what you're going to get with Gleyber Torres, with Jazz Chisholm, Austin Wells. The pitching, I believe, will be okay. Gerrit Cole, if you get the good Nestor, that's going to be fine. But if you can't hit, specifically using tonight as an example, and you're going to face better pitching than Patrick Corbin in the postseason, I want to make that clear. But having this type of sloppy performance tonight, because that's what it was. I don't think it's the worst loss of the year. It's the sloppiest loss of the year. And you don't want that. That just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Because the Nationals are so bad. And the pitching is so bad. And Patrick Corbin is so bad. That it's just an unacceptable loss. Unacceptable. The Yankees offense continues to flutter. Will that have major repercussions as this team goes to September and in October? How much trust do you really have in this Yankees offense? Is the Yankees offense the key for their postseason success? Is it not? Maybe it's not Clay Holmes. Maybe it's not the starting pitching. Maybe it's not the bullpen. Is it going to come down just to the Yankees failing to hit and failing to score runs? Where we start tonight. 888-808-1019. Kick it off. Danny and Paramus. Danny, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. I cannot agree with you more. It was just so beyond sloppy, and I'm at a loss for words right now. I called the station yesterday to say that I thought that last night they restored my faith, but then they just took two steps back. So my question tonight is, what do you think needs to be addressed the most? Is it the Little League defense that we saw? Is it making Patrick Corbin look like he was prime Clayton Kershaw out there? Was it seeing Gallo look clueless for 2 years in New York and watching him drill our supposed Cy Young pitcher?
Yeah.
I mean, what needs to get addressed first?
Yeah, Danny, the Gallo stuff, that's a fun, you know, adjunct situation that we can, you know, troll and make fun about. The issue is the first two things you said, is the offense and the defense tonight, which was just awful. And again, I bring up, listen, a catcher is going to have a bad throw from behind the plate to second base, that every team goes through that. So that, for me, that's whatever. Even though that Austin Wells has to start playing every single game. The fact that you have some guy at third base who's never played the position, and you traded for him, and Brian Cashman traded for Jazz, and he never played there before, that's going to be a major factor going down the stretch here.
Do you think that that gets ameliorated if Rizzo comes back to first and you put DJ? I mean, do we dare put DJ at third? Is that even a
No, I don't. And where are you putting Jazz?
Yeah, true.
Where are you?
Jazz has made too much. Jazz has made a lot of errors there. I mean, he's looked a little lost at third base. We got to find a home for him, but I don't know if it's third.
Danny, I couldn't agree more, and thanks for the call. No, you're not. You can't listen. LeMahieu is a whole nother issue on it unto itself. Okay? He can't be in the lineup. I think Rizzo went 2-for-2 tonight in minor league ball. So let's see. Maybe that, you know, is a factor down the stretch here, and you can kind of shake up the defense that way. But I'm telling you, Jazz at third base is going to be an issue down the stretch. It just is. And they're going to have to make a decision on if they want to trade a possible spark plug hitting fifth or sixth in the middle of the lineup for some shoddy defense. That's what it's going to come down to. Caden in Brooklyn is on the fan. Caden, what's up, man?
Hey there, how's it going?
Good, Caden. What's going on, dude? How are you?
Hey there. So, I mean, I'm never one to hop on the super optimistic side, but I mean, the Yankees just came off a 6-game winning streak. And I think today was an atrocious game. They played awful. It's a complete disappointment. But in the end, at some point, you're just going to have off days. And I think that's just what today was.
Well, here's what I would say, Caden. Here's what I would say to that, Caden. Thank you for the call. You're going to have off days. That's fine. They're not coming off 6 in a row. So that's the first thing. Now, they've won 5 of their last 7, I believe-ish. So, yes, you are going to have bad games. Obviously, you're going to have bad games. But you don't want to have that against a pitcher who's won 3 games and has almost a 6 ERA. And your offense looked miserable tonight. Absolutely miserable. Your big guys in your lineup did absolutely nothing. A massive issue. The defense is going to turn out to be a massive issue, especially in the postseason, when these teams are going to attack your weak spots defensively. This isn't difficult to understand. 888-808-1019. We are just getting started on the fan. I am here for about another 3.5 hours. We are keeping track of the Mets and the Diamondbacks. 2-0 Mets, top 4. We will get to that near the end of the night. As that game goes final, we will talk about it. Until then, Yankees issues, and there are a lot of them, as I just spoke about for the last 20 minutes. We will get into that. Jets, Giants, 53-man roster. We will get into that. And as per usual, the fun topic of the night. I was just in Nashville for the first time this past weekend. Nashville was wonderful. I couldn't recommend it more. We will talk about Nashville and my lack of knowledge regarding the definition of what a honky-tonk is. I had no idea what a honky-tonk was until I just was in Nashville. 888-808-1019. Just getting started. Rosé all day/all night. Rosie on the fan.